Welcome back to So I'm Marrying a Podcaster. My name is Ryan Murphy, your host, and I'm joined by my lovely fiance, Ashley.
Hello, everyone.
Hi, Ashley.
Hi.
How's your week been?
Exhausting.
Are you tired?
I hate technology.
You hate technology?
Hate it.
Don't say that too loudly, because you're speaking to technology right now.
Oh, I hate both of you.
Oh. Wait.
The computer and the mic.
Okay, I thought you were talking to me. I was like, whoa. Might want to take this off air. We're going to debut a new segment this week. You had said to me, this podcast is about our wedding. It's like, well, yeah, but what's the key part of the wedding?
The two that have fallen in love.
You read way too many Hallmark cards. Yeah, well, I guess you're right. You're right. The two of us, and I'm a geek. And I figured, what better way to fill this first segment than with what we've been watching? Now, this is the first time we've done this, so we got quite the backlog to choose from. But I'm going to pick one, and you're going to pick one. And obviously, mine's got to be Doctor Who. I sat you down in front of the TV, and we watched how many seasons
of Doctor Who? Strapped me down, we'll say.
Our parents listened to this.
Forced me to watch it.
And how many seasons have we gotten through?
I don't even know. That's why I don't pay attention
like
to it.
Like three of them. Three sure. seasons, two doctors,
mm-hmm.
the two companions.
Mm-hmm.
I had always thought, hey, I'm missing out by not watching this geeky show. It's a British TV show for those that don't know, but I think that's why you've been sticking it out, because you like the British talkers, right? You like that? You like no, that accent? No,
no, not really.
You don't think Christopher Eccleston is a little cute?
No, he's too scrawny.
I think you're thinking of David Tennant.
Maybe, I don't know. See, that's how much I know about the show. I just don't like it. I can't follow it.
You like certain parts of it, right? Or else you wouldn't be sitting there watching it with me now.
Well, you have to drag me off of my phone while I'm playing Candy
But there
Crush.
Are certain episodes of it that you like.
I suppose.
But there are certain episodes that you don't. Like, there's some pretty creepy, like, goofy episodes, like the one where the worm people fart. I thought that was a little much.
I don't even remember.
See, it's probably the best. But enough about Doctor Who. Yes, we have ants. There are ants everywhere.
Crawling
in this house.
Up the wall.
Ah! I got it, guys. Ew. What have you been watching? Obviously, we've been on a binge of Canadian television after watching. Funny enough, Doctor Who. A couple of seasons were funded by the CBC.
Very
and that's your cue to segment into.
Oh, yes, Heartland.
Yeah.
My go-to show.
We were behind. I kept telling her, no, there's no new episodes.
And I still have to watch Pretty Little Liars as well.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
You're funny.
So, Heartland, it's about a show, it's a Canadian show about horses.
Mm-hmm.
And a chick who deals with horses.
Amy.
Yes, Amy. Sorry, I had to remember. I like the grandpa. What are you keeping these sheep here for? I can't do it. I can't do his voice.
He's a grumpy old man.
He's like a Canadian Sam Elliott, I think. Look it up. Look up the grandpa from Heartland. You'll be like, yeah, that's a Canadian Sam Elliott. So you're enjoying Heartland? You were crying that one episode.
Yeah,
it was some sad stuff.
I think the whole episode I cried away.
Aww.
As soon as I saw the start of the next one, I started crying as well.
Yeah. So, let's cheer each other up before we move on to the next segment. I have a bit of a trailer for us to watch. 30 seconds. Everybody else is going to be able to hear it quietly in the background. Ashley and I are both big fans of Lego, and when we get back from our vacation, there's a Lego movie coming out.
I know. It's a little kid movie.
No, it's not.
I was told it's a little kid movie.
It is not a little kid. We're going to watch this trailer, and you're going to love it. It's going to be the best movie you've ever seen.
Guess what?
What?
Only one movie has something.
Oh, it looks
everyone.
So good.
Yes, it's true.
Action lovers.
Aloha, loser.
Whoa. Superheroes.
Wow. Oh my gosh.
Old people.
I prefer the word
experienced.
Sports fans.
From downtown.
Yes.
Cat people.
Robots.
Doesn't look good.
Billionaires.
Bruce Wayne, CEO of Wayne Enterprises.
Who's that?
Sound like a cool guy.
The Lego movie.
Rated PG.
Come
starts
on.
February 7th.
Wait, February 7th? I thought that came out in March. It's out
nope.
this weekend.
It's out on Friday. We could go before our trip.
We could. I don't know. We'll go see it after our trip. I want to see that movie. Now, we're both big fans. We grew up with Lego. Are you looking forward to seeing a movie that has, like, every single licensed Lego set in it?
It could depend.
On what?
On how little kid it seems.
This is coming from the chick who didn't like the Muppet movie.
I hate the Muppet movie.
Yeah, well, not guess just what's just coming like... up around my birthday and you have to go see with me.
Yeah, just for you.
Yeah. So let's give a quick update on what we've been doing for the wedding. A couple things. We mentioned last week hotel blocks. Turns out we called for the hotel blocks. And what happened?
It would be nearly impossible with a hockey tournament in town.
Hockey tournament.
Peterborough. And another wedding. And a basketball tournament for high school students. I was not happy last night.
No, she wasn't. She took it out on me.
Yeah. A couple marks. You'll see them when you're swimming in Mexico.
Oh, Jesus. Okay. Domestic abuse, ladies and gentlemen, is not a laughing matter, no matter who is the victim.
Because I'm just joking. That's why I can't laugh.
You're not allowed to joke about that. It's not right. Yeah, Peterborough is a hockey town, and it's filled with colleges and universities and high schools and all that fun stuff. And there's a lot of that going on. And to our, you know, there's probably people listening and said, oh, you should have called earlier. It's like, well, to our benefit. Or not to our benefit, but to our defense. Even if we had called the second we knew when our wedding was going to be, they'd still be all booked. Because they booked that stuff way in advance. But to those who were hoping to stay in Peterborough or stay in town for the wedding, fret not. We are looking into other solutions and we'll have something.
We're working on it.
Even if you have to, you know, camp it in our front yard.
Yes. Thinking about it at work, and we said, what if we got cottages and rented them out? That'd be a fun idea.
Cottages? Where are the closest cottages?
Just along the way. I don't know.
The way?
The gander, I was going to say.
That's not any better.
Just along the way. I don't know. We'll find something. We'll make it work.
We'll find something, I'm sure. But we'll keep people posted. I don't really envision it being a disaster because I think there's only a couple people who will want somewhere to sleep overnight. Because Peterborough is kind of a central location for everybody's invited. There's only a few people coming from out of town. But we will certainly find accommodations once we know who needs them.
Just your whole side of the family.
Peterborough is not that far from Belleville.
Yeah, you wouldn't want to drive 2 hours after midnight.
Well, it depends how much you want to sleep in your own bed.
I suppose.
We'll figure something out. We're not worried about it. Why should you be, right? One last thing here. We went on a bit of a clothing shop adventure. I hate shopping for clothes. Hate it. And we were like, oh, Ryan needs a new pair of shorts. You know, Ryan needs a bathing suit, sandals.
Whole new wardrobe.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're working on it. Yeah. Don't worry.
Anyways, we stopped at, what is this, Tip Top Tailors?
At the recommendation of
Sir Joel Duggan. He's been knighted now.
Has he, eh?
Yeah. We went in there, and you know what, guys? Just a little bit of a teaser here. They have top hats and canes at this place.
And I already said no.
And Ashley is not going to be with me all the time when I'm shopping. So I propose that we go with top hats and canes for the wedding. Who thinks that's a great idea? Write in, send your emails, tweet us, whatever, write your comments. The people need to know. We need top hats. Hashtag top hats are right. For, you know, whatever. Just let us know. I think top hats and canes would be a cool idea for some photos. But then again, I was thinking you could have some fun. I thought about it afterwards. Like, we could bring, like, props in for photos and stuff.
Yeah, that's a plan.
Yeah, wait, there's a plan?
There is a plan.
I mean, like
props. In my head.
Props related to, like, our...
The wedding party.
Yeah, like, we're all into video games, except for Xander. So, like, we could have, like, you know, Gordon Freeman's crowbar. That's as far as I got. Because, really, a crowbar is kind of like a household item. What other Nintendo stuff? Like maybe a green shell?
Don't even know what that is.
Don't know. Okay. I started her off on Doctor Who, guys. We'll, you know. I would think if you were into Doctor Who, that makes you kind of an honorary geek. Because that's pretty geeky.
Well, I studied math. So I think I'm
a nerd. 2 plus 2.
I need a calculator.
You don't need a calculator for that. I need a calculator.
But it's so difficult.
Yeah. Anyways, that's all we have for the wedding. I still think a top hat and cane would be badass, but I guess I have to agree with Ashley that I don't think I could pull off a top hat and cane for the entire ceremony.
No.
But it would be fun.
Why would I let you?
It would be fun to walk around the reception like with the cane and kind of like prancing around.
Nope.
Whatever. So that's it for the wedding stuff. We're trying to keep these episodes short and sweet. I don't want to be too crazy. Next up is music requests. We have no bumpers, so we're just going to quickly move in between segments. Now, this request comes to us from my older brother, Kyle. And he has requested this song that I'm about to play for you right now. I'm sorry, Kyle. I don't know if this is going to... You're dancing. Now, do you know that song?
Yes.
It's Good Vibrations by Marky Mark and the Funky Bunch. Mm-hmm. You knew that?
Mm-hmm.
You and the Funky Bunch go way back?
I did. I saw it on the computer.
Well, that's cheating, first of all. You know Mark Wahlberg, right?
I heard of him.
The guy who's in all those movies? He's going to be in the new Transformers flick?
Oh, sure, yeah. Definitely.
I'm trying to think of a movie you'd know him from.
Doesn't matter.
If you saw him, you'd know him. And that's the guy who's in Marky Mark and the Funky Bunch.
Interesting.
He sang that song in the 90s, I think. Maybe the 80s.
When I wasn't born.
You were born in the 90s?
You said the 80s.
Yeah, the late 80s.
Yeah, I wasn't born then.
1990.
1990,
jeez.
Baby.
Robbing the cradle. Yeah, so that's the only music request we got in. That's not your fault, listeners. That's my fault, because I still haven't posted... Again, I don't want to mess up the Ryan and Ashley timeline episode of these episodes, but I haven't posted the last episode yet while we're recording this, so... Not your fault. But in the future, we will certainly be looking out for those requests. That's an episode, Ashley. Quick, simple, bada bing, bada boom.
Mm-hmm.
Quick update, quick fun.
And get the whip to Ryan to get up online.
You just... Really laying on the punishment.
Yep. Gotta listen to me.
Seriously, in real life, she's really not this crazy. I don't know what a microphone brings out in you, but...
What's the possibility? I'm tired.
Yeah.
Who knows?
Maybe. So that's it for this episode. You can find all of these episodes at ryanandashley.ca/episodes. That website will have information on our wedding and on the podcast and how to get a hold of us. There's a contact form. If you're not a big fan of contact forms, you can send an email to podcast@ryanandashley.ca. Music requests, very easy to submit a music request. Just go to our website under wedding and then music requests. I will have a simpler address to give you in the future, but for now, that's the best way to do it. And it's just a system where you enter the artist, you enter the, and then you pick the song, and then hit submit. It comes into our back system. We preview it on the show. We never said whether we wanted that song, now that I think about it. Okay, Marky Mark and the Funky Bunch, is that going to be... Do you need a reminder of what it sounded like here? Is this song...
It's not a dance song.
Is this song going to be at our wedding? You're dancing.
A finger dance.
Still counts.
No.
No? So what? Does that go on the only requested list?
Oh, do you like it?
I don't know. It's old. There's some old people there, I guess. They might like it. You're dancing. All right. I guess... Okay, how do I stop this? Make it stop. I think we might have to review that one later on. But yeah, we will do that with your music requests. Very simple. We don't have any feedback this week. I really didn't have any time to check for it, so next week.
Next week.
Actually, speaking of next week, we won't have an episode go live during the week. We are going to be taking a week off because we're going on vacation. Vacation.
Vacation.
Mm-hmm.
There is 4 more sleeps!
True. That is, but by the time they listen to this, it'll be 2 or never, because they might listen to this in the future.
Well, then you better get on it up online.
Right. But yeah, before we go, I do want to congratulate Matt and Sarah, who are getting married next week.
Oh. The nerves must be going.
No. Never. It would not be. And we'll be there, and it'll be fantastic. And yeah, I think that's it for this week. So thank you for listening, everybody. Again, ryanandashley.ca. That's the best way to find everything going on about our lives and this podcast. And thank you for listening. Ashley, everybody knows that they can find me at the on the internet at rmurphy on Twitter. But I'm going to have to ask you again.
Really?
Where
really?
Can the fine listeners find you?
You just know how to pastor someone, don't you?
Where can the fine
Facebook,
listeners...
that's it.
Find you publicly now? You're on Facebook publicly?
Nope.
Everyone can like you?
Nope.
I'll keep asking folks until... Nah, next time I do it, she might hit me. All right. Thank you for listening, everybody. Have a fantastic week.
Bye.
This is Ryan talking. Ashley, why don't you say something to the microphone?
You suck.
Oh, so mean.